The following is a B-Man Studio production. Live from the B-Man Studios, in fact, very sunny afternoon, another paternity edition of the B-Man Studios with your host, me, the B-Man. Good afternoon. Go ahead and email us, thebmanstudios@gmail.com. You can find us at WordPress, bmanstudios@wordpress.com. And we're now also on a new application that is called Spreaker. So check out the application on iTunes. It is free. You can listen to me. You can listen to a whole bunch of other folks out there on the interworld web, the World Wide Web, interwaves, whatever the hell you want to call it. You can find us all there. And thank you so much again for listening. Again, this is my final paternity day. Did want to send out a song to my wonderful spouse, Sarah. This was a song that we had selected as our first dance song for our wedding. So I thought I would go out on the paternity leave finale here with a song going out to her. Thank her for all that she does and for being a wonderful spouse and putting up with me. Here's Aerosmith.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing. Watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure. Don't
Don't worry, it'll all be over in an hour. B-Man and the Broken iPod.
Oh,
B-L-O, Mr. Blue Sky, right here on the B-Man's Busted Up iPod. Good afternoon. One of my favorite groups is the ELO, and in case you're not quite sure what does ELO stand for? Well, it stands for the Electric Light Orchestra. So, yeah, very manly band. Very, very manly band. Almost as manly as, as another one of my favorite bands, Styx. Yeah, so you may wonder why I'm into show tunes as much as I am. I love the theatrics. That's exactly the reason why. I love the theatrics. Want to talk about a couple things coming up on the program today. I found some interesting stories. Again, boy, this Google search for odd news never disappoints. I found a couple good ones. I had to actually put one to the side. One I was going to talk about was an IT worker that for the past, I think, 5 or so months had been peeing on chairs of female coworkers in an office building. I almost had to pull the trigger on that one. But coming up later on in the show, I'm going to talk about a woman who offered sex for McDonald's McDouble's cheeseburgers. So, yeah, that's a good story. Also, going to take you through 9 things you did not know about Easter candy. Of course, this is the high holy days in religious circles. So Good Friday today, day I'm recording. You might be listening on Easter Sunday, or maybe not even. So I wish you a happy Easter in advance if you are listening or whatever. And I do thank you for listening. You can always email us, request, feedback, good, bad, dirty, thebmanstudios@gmail.com. Be careful, because whatever you send, most likely I will read on the air. So I just want to give you the heads up that if you type it, I will probably read it. Not like Vegas. What gets sent to the B-Man does not stay just with the B-Man. Got one here off the Monkey Business album, Black Eyed Peas. Thank you.
Just confess your girl admits that we the shit. F-R-E-S-H, we fresh. G-E-F, that's right, we def. We definite. B-E-P, we reppin' it. So, turn me up. Turn me up. Turn me up. Come on, baby, just pump it. Pump it. Check this out right here. Do wanna hate on us. Do need to ease on up. Do wanna act on gut, but do get shut like Flavin Shuck. Chick say she ain't down, but chick backstage when we in town. She like men on drum. She wanna hit and run. Yeah, that's the speed, that's what we do, that's who we be.
B-L-A-C-K-E-Y-A-D-D to the E, then the A to the S. When we play, you shake your ass.
Shake it, shake it,
shake it, girl. Make sure you don't break it, girl.
Cause we gon' turn it up.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Turn it up. Come on, baby, just pump it.
Live and direct, rocking the scene, breaking on down for the B-boys and B-girls. We're in to do they thing. Pump it louder, come on, don't stop and keep it going. Do it, let's get it on, move it.
Come on, baby, do it.
Let the speakers blow your mind.
Blow my mind, baby.
Let it go, here we go.
The B-Man and the Broken iPod. By the Rescuers. The Rescuers was a crappy movie from the Disney franchise, if I am not mistaken. So no, it was not The Rescuers. Break Me Out by the Rescuers. And that is an example, by the way, of some good music, at least in my opinion, that you can find on iTunes for absolutely gratis. No charge-o, no dinero, free. And I'm a frugal guy. I have a family now of five, and I can't always afford to download the latest and greatest. But iTunes every week will have some great free music, and that is a song I got about a year or so ago that I enjoy, and I hope you do as well. And in the weeks to come, as I try to expand my music library, not only to keep up with the newest trends, but also to not bore you with repeat songs week after week after week, we'll be featuring and spotlighting some free iTunes downloads. So stay tuned in the future. Now, speaking of your interaction, time now for, again, the B-Man's Listener Pick of the Week.
Listener Pick of the Week.
Yes, that never gets old, does it? I mean, I hope you enjoy that little sound effect nearly as much as I do. The song choices this week were three, as always, three. The first was Dreamer by Supertramp. We had Holla Back Girl, Holla, by Gwen Stefani. I think it was Gwen Stefani. I don't think it was No Doubt. Let me just double check that. Yeah, Gwen Stefani, that's right. And then the third one was American Girl by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Now, again, I love all three of these songs, but in the end, there was just one winner, as there always is, in the B-Man's Listener Pick of the Week.
Listener Pick of the Week.
And that was, of course, Gwen Stefani off the Love Angel Music Baby album, Holla Back Girl. Right here on the B-Man's Busted Up iTunes. iPod. iTunes, what's wrong with me? Anyway, here's Gwen Stefani. If you have younger listeners, you may want to plug your ears. There's a couple of mild curses in here. Take it away, Gwen Stefani.
Uh-huh, this my shit. Talking shit and you didn't think that I would hear it. People hear you talking like that, getting everybody fired up. So I'm ready to attack, gonna lead the pack, gonna get a touchdown, gonna take you out. That's right, put your pom-poms down, getting everybody fired up. Give it my all, gonna make you fall, gonna suck it to you. That's right, I'm the last one standing, another one bites the dust. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause there ain't no holla back girl, ain't no holla back girl. A few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause there ain't no holla back girl, ain't no holla back girl.
That's my shit.
Stefani, Holla Back Girl, right here on the B-Man's Busted Up iPod. And I mentioned at the near the top of the hour that we had some good stories to talk about. And, well, the one that I really want to get to because, one part of the story is near and dear to my heart. The part about the McDoubles. The headline says, "Sex for Cheeseburgers. Christine Baker offers favors." Favors. "For two doubles," cop says. Now, the story goes on here. Let's see here. The story, she was loving it a little too much. Manatee, Florida resident Christine Faith Baker, 47, was arrested after she allegedly offered sexual favors for two McDonald's dollar menu cheeseburgers. Now, again, those are not the best name for those is the McDouble. And of course, this is all according to the Miami Herald, except that last part about the what it's actually called. An undercover officer invited Baker into his car on Friday and started talking about sex. Baker allegedly said that her fee was two McDoubles. There we go. She knows what we're talking about here. The dollar menu version of a double cheeseburger costing a grand total $2.75. I always go for the large fry. Brings it to about, I think, $4.57. But that's just me. Not that I'm giving out favors. We'll put it for money. Well, you never know. Of course, Baker was allegedly looking for a tip of another $40 for her services, said the Bradenton Herald, as they reported it. And, I mean, the jokes just write themselves. She was looking for another tip. I guess it's just me. The detectives bought the burgers, bought the burgers and drove to a vacant lot where other agents arrested Baker on charges of prostitution and greasy fingers. It's yet unclear whether she was allowed to eat the delicious doubles before she was taken into jail. Baker was released the next day on Saturday. So really, you know, hey, if you're gonna get a favor, why not make sure you get the proper nutrition? Not that McDonald's has proper nutrition of any sort, but I just thought it was a good story, and I don't really have any music to kind of transition into that comfortably, but let's just play a song by Britney Spears. We haven't heard from her in a while. This is one of my favorite Britney Spears songs. Again, boy, I'm not really helping the cause today, am I? This is Baby One More Time off her greatest hits album, My Prerogative, Britney Spears, on the B-Man's Busted Up album.
Don't you know I still believe?
You're listening to the B-Man and his broken, busted up old iPod. ABBA, right here in the B-Man's busted up iPod, Angel Eyes. And again, another one of my favorite bands here on the B-Man's busted up iPod. Hope you guys are not losing respect for me. Not that you should. I mean, hey, music is music. What we love is what we love, and it doesn't matter. We can love classical, we can love rap, we can love 80s pop. We can love and respect all music, because music is great. It sounds like I'm running for political office of, like, you know, RCA or something, but I'm not. I'm just sitting here in my living room, broadcasting live to digital tape, the B-Man's Busted Up iPod. I'm trying to entertain you. That's what I'm trying to do. Speaking of entertaining, I mentioned a few moments ago that this was the upcoming Easter weekend, and I found a story online about 9 things you didn't know about your Easter candy. Now, this is not 9 things you didn't know about your Easter candy that might kill you. It's just 9 things you didn't know about your Easter candy. So I hope you'll enjoy this. We'll go through these rather quickly. Did you know? Number 1, bing, a peep takes 6 seconds to make. Holy God. Yeah, that takes 6 seconds. It takes just 6 seconds to create the popular marshmallow peep. When it first debuted in 1953, it took 27 hours to hand create each edible yellow chick. 27 hours? You gotta be kidding me. Now they can crank out 3,500 per minute and 4 million per day. Holy God. The next thing, 9 things you didn't know about your Easter candy, is that lots of colors and lots of sugar. This is more pertaining to Peeps. Peeps don't have any fat, but watch out, the sugar rush. Each Peep contains 32 calories and 8 grams of sugar. Okay, looks like, and it says on here that yellow remains the most popular best-selling non-chocolate Easter treat, and it looks like pink, lavender, blue, and white have been popping up as well. So that's kind of boring. What is in your cream egg? Well, cradled in a shell of milk chocolate, the Cadbury cream egg filling is actually a mix of white and yellow fondant, simple sugar and water beaten into cream. Since the first egg was made in 1920s, there are new varieties including caramel, chocolate, and mint. I think the mint would sound good. I don't like the big cream eggs. Speaking of the big cream eggs, Cadbury states here that the cream eggs are smaller in America. Apparently, the native egg in the UK, when it was first hatched, weighs 40 grams, where in the US, it only weighs a mere 34 grams. But don't fret, each egg still holds 150 calories and 5 grams of fat. Number 5, I think. How to devour a chocolate bunny. It looks like here that 13% of children eat the ears first. Forget the Peeps, Cadbury eggs. The National Confectioners Association says kids reach for chocolate Easter bunnies before eating anything else on Easter Day. And once there, 76% of us eat the ears first, while 13% bite off the feet, and then 10% tackle the tail. Well, I'm sure there's a joke there somewhere, isn't there? Jelly beans, a Civil War snack. When you think of Easter candy, you think of the jelly beans. Americans pop 16 billion little chewy sugary confections every year. Created in the 17th century and then refined thereafter, the jelly bean took the rise in the U.S. when Boston candy maker William Shraft marketed them heavily to Union soldiers during the Civil War. I guess I'm curious as to why that would be. Another thing is, too, that you know the jelly bean was, when originally was produced, that you would actually buy them by the color. And these are the first candies, though, that were then transitioned over to be purchased by weight. Didn't know about Easter candy. Also, don't forget about candy corn. While not as well known at Easter as it is in Halloween, even candy corn has created an Easter following, judging by its 9 billion pieces made each year. Originally produced seasonally because the handmade process was so time-consuming, candy corn, a mixture of sugar, corn syrup, and fondant, and marshmallow, among other items, mixed together, is then cooled and molded. Each of the tri-colored corns require a different color mixture to create. I think we're just about there. What goes in the gift basket? Who the hell cares about what goes in the basket or why it goes in the basket? So there are 9 or so things you did not know about Easter. Boy, I feel rushed and I feel ill-informed. That was nothing. I'm sorry. I wish I could take back those 3 or 4 minutes out of your lives. I can't, though. I really can't, and I'm sorry. I think we're just going to move along and play some more music. Now, because it is Easter, heaven, Jesus, God, all these things are things we want to mention at the Easter time, not so much the candy. I don't have any real... Oh, no. Anyone hear that? That's Michael Solon. Michael Solon here taking a... sitting in for the show today while he's eating. I don't have any really Easter songs, but I thought I'd play one here that I like titled Heaven. This one is featuring Natalie Merchant and Brett Denon. It's Heaven from the Hope from the Hopeless album. Right here on the B-Man's Busted Up iPod.
Beyond the rules of religion, the cloth of conviction, above all the competition, where fact and fiction meet, there's no color lines, caste or classes. There's no fooling the masses. Whatever faith you practice, whatever you believe. For the hopeless.
Throw away your misconception. There are no walls around heaven. No code you gotta know to get in. No minute man, no border patrol. You gotta lose your earthly possession. Leave behind your weapon. You can't buy your salvation. And there is no pot of gold.
Listening to the B-Man and the Broken iPod. Bonnie Tyler, Holding Out for a Hero, right here on the B-Man's Busted Up iPod, of course, from the Footloose soundtrack. Anyone catch the Footloose movie that came out, the re-release that came out earlier this season? I did not. I saw the trailer for it, and I always get kind of a little upset when I see a remake and they don't try and stay true to the form of the movie, the original. Maybe I'm just an old softy or old, I guess, stick in the mud. But don't go changing things too dramatically. I understand you want to freshen things up, that you may not have had a fresh idea for 20 years now, or whatever the case may be, and you want to steal another movie and remake it. Go ahead. Try and at least be close to the original, please. That's just my soapbox. B-Man's soapbox. I'll have to get a little production for that. B-Man's soapbox of the day. Anyway, it's been fun so far here this afternoon. Got a couple more songs to go with. Speaking of staying true to the original, for the longest time, whenever, especially this happens a lot on American Idol, if anyone watches American Idol. For some reason, the song from The Wizard of Oz, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, that is probably the most oversung song. And that's okay in one respect, but the problem is that people love to take that song, they love to kind of twist it, add some runs and all this baloney. And I always kind of curse when I throw things at the large TV when I'm seeing that, because I'm like, God, you know, try and stay true to the original. Then I watched the movie. I think I first saw this in the movie with Adam Sandler, 51st Dates. This was like the end song of the movie. And I heard it and I go, oh my God, I think this song might be better than the original version with from The Wizard of Oz. This one is Israel Kamakawana Ole. I hope I got that right. Somewhere Over the Rainbow. This is a wonderful gentleman, a Hawaiian descent. He does a great, great rendition of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And this actually is my favorite version now. Hope you enjoyed it if you haven't heard it before. If you have, sit back and enjoy.
Ooh.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow, right here on the B-Man's Busted Up iPod. And I want to thank you again so much for listening. It has been a wonderful pleasure and a privilege to bring you a little entertainment. Hopefully didn't offend too many people today. Felt like maybe I was a little edgier for some reason. Maybe the fact that I've just been a little stressed out here. I have had a wonderful time taking my paternity leave here with Michael Solon. And you might be able to hear in the background, he's got a little swing there going, and you can hear, I think it's a rockabye or a Brahms lullaby. Anyway, just ignore that. He's chilling with daddy. Anyway, it's been fun being on paternity leave, and I think I've been a little edgy today just because I'm a bit stressed out. Gonna go back and brave the workforce again. But I do wanna thank my wife Sarah. She's done a great job and been very supportive, and it's been a wonderful time being with her and with Michael, and of course our other two children, Alexis and Carter. And I want to play one song here for her. This one is it's a nice one, and I think it's kind of appropriate. This one is Jimmy Buffett off Songs You Know by Heart. This one here is Come Monday. So I'd let her know that come Monday, I'm still be here, just 30 or so miles away.
Heading out to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant for glitter rock and roll. And honey, I didn't know that I'd be missing you so. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. Yes, it's been quite a summer. Rent a cars and westbound trains, and now you're off on vacation. Something try to explain. And darling, it's I love you so. That's the reason I just let you go. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I can't help it, honey. You're that much a part of me now. Remember that night in Montana when we said there'd be no room for doubt. I hope you're enjoying the scenery. I know that it's pretty up there. We can go hiking on Tuesday. With you I'd walk anywhere. California has worn me quite thin. I just can't wait to see you again. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side.
Jimmy Buffett, right here, come Monday. And normally this is a spot where I would have gone ahead here and just kind of stopped the show. Seems kind of a depressing way to go out, and I didn't want to be depressing. I've been happy to have been off. So we're gonna extend the hour just one more song. This one here is another good one here, oldie but a goodie. Kind of staying in that same vein. This is Cat Stevens. Been fun being with you. B-Man's Busted Up iPod. Email us, thebmanstudios@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Been a pleasure. Another Saturday night. Goodbye.
Another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I I've got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. I got in town a month ago. I've seen a lot of girls since then. I can meet them, I can get them, but as yet I haven't met them. That's how I'm in the state I'm in. A cat named Frankenstein.